Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited
by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Green Bay Packers fans hate me. And that's an understatement. Last week I did a podcast and I shared my take on whether or not Jordan Love and the Green Bay Packers were going to own the NFC North for years. The conversation I had was, will the Minnesota Vikings be chasing the Packers for years to come? Because the Green Bay Packers made the playoffs and the Minnesota Vikings didn't. Well, I shared a reel of that podcast on Facebook, and that reel has over 26,000 views because Green Bay Packers fans have gotten all up in my comments. Because they hate me after my recent take. Well, I must share that these comments have been hilarious. I don't get offended by NFL fans or fans of any nature that critique my opinion. I think it's hilarious. So people have been all up in my business, all up in my grill, because isn't it funny? NFL fans, I'm sure, would say that they're macho and tough because the NFL is a tough sport, one of the toughest sports ever. You got the NFL, rugby's up there, UFC, boxing. The NFL is right up there with the toughest sports of all time. And I'm sure the fans believe they're macho and tough. There's not a fan sitting at home thinking that they're just a giant pussy. That's not what they're doing. So, these fans that were offended by my comments, and I don't want to pick on Packers fans, because I've seen Vikings fans comment on people that have criticized Kirk Cousins, even though he's only won one playoff game in his time in Minnesota. In, what, 6 years, he's won one playoff game? Yet if someone points that out, Minnesota Vikings fans get all sensitive and offended. But I just think it's the most hilarious thing ever that NFL fans think they're macho and tough. Yet they are the most sensitive, offensive bunch in sports. They have a tough exterior, NFL fans do, but their interior is the softest I've ever seen. You know those beds that you can put a like wine on and you can roll around that bed the entire time because it's super soft, but yet it's hard where the wine is. I don't remember what those beds are called. But there used to be television commercials all the time. Well, where the wine is the exterior of NFL fans. But the interior, they are the softest bunch in sports. Because if you criticize your team, somehow you're criticizing that person. They get so sensitive and offended. So let me just read some of these comments. Again, this reel had over 26,000 views on my Minnesota Tim page on Facebook. And I'm getting comments over and over and over again. Like, it's not stopping. Here's one from Chris. What a bad take. You saw firsthand how Jordan Love destroyed the Vikings. You sound bitter knowing that Green Bay just knows quarterbacks better than your team. Jordan Love lost to the Vikings when Kirk Cousins was healthy. Kirk Cousins missed almost the entire fourth quarter, if not the entire fourth quarter, and the Packers still lost that game. So Jordan Love, he beat us in week 17. But earlier in the season, the Vikings demolished Jordan Love. So, I get it. I get that Jordan Love dominated the Vikings in Week 17. But the Vikings also beat him. Let's see here. What other comments should I read? There's 210 of them. Oh, they're just all over here. LMAO. This is from Eric. How are you doing a podcast or whatever you are doing and not now what you are talking about? First, he wrote now, not no. So I'm just reading exactly what Eric said. First, they use fifth-year option on him, so we have another year to see what he can do it again. Just sit and count your Super Bowl rings in Minnesota. Oh, never mind. Well, here's the thing. Do quarterbacks really want to go into an NFL season on a one-year deal? That's why you see Burrow and Herbert and Mahomes sign these massive dollar amounts before their contract is expired. The fact that the Green Bay Packers, he's only had 1 year starting, but the fact that he has only had 1 year starting and the Packers haven't extended him to a massive contract shows that the Packers don't yet believe in Jordan Love. So this guy is making my point. Yes, he was phenomenal against the Dallas Cowboys, but could the Dallas Cowboys have played any worse? It was atrocious. And I think the Dallas Cowboys had six starting defenders out of that game. What really offended Packers fans is that I compared Jordan Love to Daniel Jones. Giants gave Daniel Jones a massive contract, and I'm sure they're regretting it. What I said was that the Packers were going to give Jordan Love a massive contract, and they were going to regret that as well. I said Jordan Love was better than Daniel Jones. I was just comparing the contract situation. This guy says, this guy ain't sold on Jordan Love. That came from Derek. Sorry, I'm just scrolling through all of these comments. Oh, one of my favorite ones. Well, you are wearing a Vikings shirt. I don't put a whole lot of stock into what you say. Still wearing it. Here we go again. Worry about your own QB situation, tool. That came from Samuel. Guy called me a tool. Oh, it's so hilarious. Worry about your own, use the S word, team. Bro, don't worry about the Packers. Title Town will be fine. I'm a Vikings fan, and I'm pretty sure Mr. Love is going to be better than average QB. That's what Nick said. A horrible take come from Adam. Doesn't surprise me coming from the worst fan base in the NFL. Let's see. How about you worry about your own team? We'll worry about ours, says Rob. Let's see. Someone's bad that they like the wrong team. He must have been mad. That came from Jacob. Let's see who we got. Dakota, I can't even understand what he said. Andrew, I hate when non-professionals get a platform like this to sound like an idiot. I replied to Andrew. I said, thanks for the kind words. And then he actually responded later on. He said something like, I'm in New Jersey, and this take had made it all the way to New Jersey, so good job on that. My page only has 400 likes, not even. It's like 390 followers or something like that. So the fact that this post has just erupted the way it has is because Packers fans, not just Packers fans, NFL fans in general are the most sensitive bunch. It is unbelievable. Who's this guy, says Paul. Looks like someone that's jealous. It's okay. You paid Kirk tons and got what out of him? Let's see here. This take is really laughable. Right now, keep crying. Go Pack, go. Just a bitter Vikings fan right here. A couple of people said something about, like, how many Super Bowls do the Minnesota Vikings have? Oh, man. I could just read these and laugh at them all day long. And they're still flowing. I just got another one. This one came from Warren. Let me read the latest one from Warren, if it loads here. Doesn't want to load right now. But you get the idea. Packers fans hate me. They hate me. I am I am enemy number one to them because I criticized Jordan Love. Just a reminder, he started the season 2-5 with the Packers, and he made notable improvements throughout the season. But in my opinion, I don't think he can continue the trajectory that he's currently on. I don't think he can. So that's just my take. All right, everyone. Thank you for listening to this episode of Green Bay Packers fans hating on Tim. Oh, here's Warren. You just want to sign him. That's why you hope the Packers don't get him under contract. You're an idiot. Oh, another one. Matt Myers. Imagine taking a Vikings fan opinion on quarterback play. It's a shame what inbreeding produces. I don't even know what that means. Oh, my gosh. Oh. Corey, this guy is an effing idiot. Anyway, you get the idea. Everyone, thank you for listening to this episode of the podcast. I appreciate you making this podcast and this episode a part of your day. If you're watching on YouTube, please hit that subscribe button in the bottom right-hand corner of the screen. And if you're listening on Apple or Spotify, please rate, review, and follow the podcast wherever you are currently listening to this podcast.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.